you don't have mommy boobies.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter and her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Turn it off. Turn the damn thing off. It's just too nerve-wracking.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here we go as we move on into our next segment. Once again, you're guaranteed enjoyment because there are no guests scheduled.
Ah, get ready for pleasure.
As a matter of fact, you'll be guaranteed enjoyment on every show from now on. If you're looking for, well, no, I can't say that because we're not good enough to guarantee that. We are not good enough to guarantee that.
We'll try. Right.
We will do really good without crappy guests.
Very good.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
And I'll just wait to be pleasantly surprised.
You'll never know when that light's going to ring and all of a sudden, hey, look who's dropping in.
That's right.
When John will just
You know what?
In
They're
here.
Not going to be guests anymore. They're going to be party crashers. Mm-hmm. Huh?
That's right.
With the success of that recent Vince Vaughn movie?
Sure.
That'll be fabulous. They'll be wedding crashers.
The party crashers.
Who's on our party crasher hotline
now? Hey, who's crashing the party? Oh, it's Bob Hope. He's dead.
I want to tag in.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
How are you, Curly?
I'm well. Senator Larry Craig is appealing, just not in that way.
Oh, you bet he is.
I go to bathrooms to use bathrooms.
The toe-tapping Republican from Idaho has filed an appeal of a judge's decision not to let him change his plea from guilty to not guilty. Charges disorderly conduct stemming from his alleged solicitation for gay sex in a Minneapolis men's room.
Excuse me, Buzz, I saw the Matt Lauer thing.
Yes, that's on tonight, right?
Yeah, they were showing excerpts, this morning on the Today Show.
Right.
There's a part of me, I need to have my memory refreshed.
Okay.
Did this guy, Craig, have a history of gay escapades before?
Yes.
Mm. Then never mind what I was going to say.
Okay.
Because he sure does come off in this interview, if you'll pardon the pun,
right,
as someone who made a simple mistake and just signed a paper to make it go away. That's what he's saying.
That's what he's arguing.
Yeah. And I almost believed him today.
It'll be interesting to see if Matt Lauer brings up these past allegations when he does the show tonight.
Yeah, in fairness to Senator Craig, everything, the way I read it, everything about this guy has been allegations.
Right.
There's never been definitive proof. He's never been called, censured, or called on the carpet.
But it's come up more than once.
It certainly has.
Mm-hmm. And he does, well, on one hand, I was watching that today saying, well, you know, maybe he's got a point. Then I think about that other guy that stood up and screamed about kiddie porn, and they went to his computer, and he had it. Who is that guy that just got tossed out?
You mean the congressman? The Florida congressman.
Yeah, right.
I forgot his name, but he was the same way. But they're all going to protest.
Of course.
They really are, and we don't know. I mean, the fact is we don't know guilt or innocence. You know, what is motivation?
Well, what have we here?
We have a men's room and a hand running underneath the stall, Charlie.
Did you see the part when Matt Lauer reached over and ripped the wig off his wife and revealed that she was a man?
That's a man, baby.
That was the most entertaining. That was in the fourth hour of the Today Show.
Tune in tonight for that. Mm-hmm. Craig has insisted he pleaded guilty under duress and that he is not, I repeat, not gay.
He was wearing a dress?
I go to bathrooms to use bathrooms.
You see, in Craig's world, there is something wrong with that. He's fought against gay rights during his political career. And over the weekend, Craig was honored for his work.
You're applauding for that?
Yes.
Over the weekend, Craig was inducted into the Idaho Hall of Fame. No reporters or media cameras were allowed.
Is Cal in that one?
I'm not sure who's in that one.
Right.
We should look. Tonight, Craig tap dances on national TV as he and his wife get interviewed by Matt Lauer.
He was going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Tonight, tap dancing, Larry Craig, gay or not gay. Lots of fun on Dancing with the Stars.
8 p.m. 7 Central on NBC. Julia Roberts was also honored over the weekend for her acting.
Horse face.
Natalie Portman and Denzel.
Horse face alert.
A great actress, and many find her quite alluring.
Julia
Roberts. I would
Roberts.
Still do her.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't, and I got another thing about her now.
Yes.
Nostrils. Big ass nostrils.
I like her nostrils.
You could park a Volkswagen in her left nostril.
I like her nostrils.
Exactly.
I like her mouth. I like her teeth. I like the big face actresses.
Well, over the weekend, she was honored for her acting. Natalie Portman and Denzel and Hanks were all there. Clooney couldn't make it, though, so he's...
Here she is now, Julia Roberts.
No, Clooney couldn't make it, so he sent a video.
Who couldn't?
The Clooney, George Clooney.
Oh, George Clooney.
See, now
he doesn't have big nostrils.
I have your attention now. He did send a video because he couldn't make it. The video shows Clooney sitting in a men's room stall extolling the virtues of Julia Roberts. He is interrupted at one point by the foot tapping of the man in the next stall.
Oh, that crazy Clooney.
That man, Brad Pitt, who looks up at the camera as if surprised and says, "I have a wide stance."
Those crazy Hollywood guys.
Aren't they clever?
Aren't they nutty?
Isn't that nutty? They're friends. They make movies and they bang ridiculously beautiful women and then they goof around.
I know. Isn't that terrific?
They entertain us with stories like this.
Because they're pals.
That's right. Well, there's great news this evening about cancer. The U.S. cancer rate has dropped dramatically, faster than ever, according to the American Cancer Society.
Good.
It is.
Cancer doctor right there.
New figures show that cancer rates are dropping.
Right now, Mike, hold on. Here's his bedside manner.
All right.
You have cancer.
Oh, no.
Compassionate.
How am I going to do? All right. Doc, give it to me straight.
This show is almost over.
Wow.
Hip, hip, wait to be.
That's not very sensitive.
No, that's unprofessional.
Wow.
Really.
Come on, lay it on me, Doc.
That's unkind.
It's your death warrant right there.
Meryl Kevorkian.
When he says that, it's over. A new figure show that cancer rates are dropping twice as fast as they were in the 1990s, more than 2% a year. We're losing 12,000 fewer people a year to the Big C. 10 years ago, there was only one cancer drug.
Can I give me a C?
Now there are seven. But the main reason for the big drop in cancer rates, the recent huge advances in detecting colorectal cancer, as in colonoscopy. If you're 50 or older like Regis, get one.
What the bleep happened here?
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
There he is.
Thank you, Regis.
And the falling cancer rate has happened in spite of a little fast food chain known as Hardee's, also known as Carl's Jr. The burger joints captured America's imagination 4 years ago by introducing the Monster Thick Burger. Weighing in at over 1,400 calories, this sandwich has 2/3 of a pound of ground beef.
Yeah.
4 strips of bacon.
That's right.
3 slices of cheese.
Did you have a...
some mayonnaise on a buttered bun.
A buttered bun.
Did you ever get so upset that D.L. Hughley wasn't on your show that you stopped at Dunkin' Donuts on the way home? And you ate a donut and you said, "Damn you, Norman." Damn you, Hughley.
Don't eat just one.
Eat all 12.
Eat a dozen.
Now that we're used to the monster.
With bananas on top.
Now that we've acclimated to the Monster Thick Burger, Hardee's has brought this kind of thinking to the most important meal of the day.
Breakfast?
Yes, the new country breakfast burrito squeaks in at just under 1,000 calories.
Did you ever wish that you could just live your life at Hardee's?
Wouldn't that be great?
You may want to when you hear this. Because
3 meals a day.
The country breakfast burrito has a 2-egg omelet filled with bacon, sausage, ham, cheddar cheese, hash brown potatoes, and gravy. Sausage gravy. In case the sausage in the omelet wasn't enough.
Gravy!
I'll never fit on my scooter.
That is 60 grams of fat. 6-0.
I'm never, ever full.
And nearly half of it saturated fat.
Who's counting, Buzz?
I am. That's why I'm here.
And Buzz, you left out something.
What I leave out?
All of that is wrapped in a flour tortilla.
Yeah, baby.
So as to be neat.
That's right. Get through enough.
Do they put the gravy? I should ask that voice.
Do they put the gravy on the inside?
It looks to be on the inside, yeah.
Oh, now I'm eating.
And I think it looks nice.
And all of this at just under 2,000 milligrams of sodium. You'll want to add more salt, though, to bring out the flavor. Quoting a spokesman for Hardee's, "We don't try to hide what these are." He says the company is just trying to satisfy hunger at $2.69. The spokesman says other places, you'd have to order 2 breakfast sandwiches or burritos.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs.
I know.
36 pork chops.
Sure, I know.
24 frankfurters.
Uh-huh.
I've eaten 12 bagels at one time.
Right.
With 2 packages of cream cheese.
Uh-huh.
I'm never full.
Never.
I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then I had Chinese food.
You missed. He went home and had Chinese food.
All right.
Hardee's defends its new breakfast by saying that you'd have to go at other restaurants. You'd have to order a couple of breakfast sandwiches or burritos to be this satisfied.
Hey, for my money, I think Hardee's and Carl's Jr. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm gay for In-N-Out Burger.
Sure.
In Southern California.
Isn't Carl's your favorite, though?
Carl's Jr. is number one. Mm-hmm. And Hardee's is really good. If I have a choice, there are not enough Hardee's on the East Coast. If I have a choice of McDonald's or Burger King or Hardee's, I'm at Hardee's every time.
Yeah, you don't see any Hardee's anymore.
They're flame broiled.
You do up by the Eastern Shore there, boy.
They put them down there now?
Right by English's, Mike.
English's fried chicken.
I'm not kidding. On Route 50, great landmarks. Uh-huh. First, it's Rommel's Ace.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
They're everywhere.
It's an Ace Hardware store that's owned by a guy named Rommel.
He's magnificent.
I don't think I've ever heard that. No. Rommel's Ace?
That's never new. Mentioned that to you?
No, I don't think you've ever said that.
And then the other stuff is down the road.
Uh-huh.
How close is it to BJ's?
As a matter of fact, there's a Rommel's in Easton.
There's one near you.
There's a Rommel's in Ocean City.
All Rommel's Ace Hardware stores?
You magnificent bastard. I read your do-it-yourself book. Rommel?
The best place for a Rommel's would be Berlin.
Berlin, Rommel's. Oh, or maybe Africa. The Desert Fox.
Well, I meant Berlin, Maryland.
Oh, Berlin, Maryland. Yes, of course. I'm sorry.
The people who are going to suck the most money out of the Social Security system started sucking yesterday. The first baby boomer, a 61-year-old woman, applied for benefits yesterday. This opens the gates for all the people who were born.
I'm not happy.
Because their daddies came home from World War II. There are more baby boomers than any other age group in this country, and soon they'll be filing for benefits at the rate of $10,000 per day.
Everybody can suck it.
At that rate, the system will go broke in 2041, leaving nothing for those who retire after the baby boomers.
So, hold on, Buzz. I'm thinking of other landmarks on the way to Ocean City. You've got the Cat Hospital.
Yes.
Yeah, you've excellent. Got the Rommel's Ace. Uh-huh. And then you've got the Days Inn that has on one side of their two-way sign, they always have the name of a celebrity. Like, for instance, for a long time it said, until he used the N-word, it said, Kramer slept here. And for a while it said, Greg Brady slept here.
I remember for a summer it was Robert Wagner.
And are they telling the truth?
I don't know.
That's cool. You don't know.
Right. Is it the Days Inn in Easton, Maryland?
Right. And you know what? It's like bonus points if when you're going by the Cat Hospital if you see a cat. If my father and I always call each other if you see a cat in the Cat Hospital.
Oh, really?
It's a game we play.
Well, would you see it like being walked into the hospital?
No, you have to see it in the window because there's like a cat habit trail up in the window.
Oh, okay.
So you always got to look for the cat.
Mike, it's a very long drive, and when you've made the drive as many times as most of us have,
sure.
When you get stuck in that rush hour, that bumper to bumper,
you got to do things to amuse yourself.
Oh, right. Cat Hospital.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you know what I do on a long
Rommel's
trip?
Rommel's Ace, right.
This actually makes the time go very fast. Always bring along a piece of chocolate cake.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Dad.
So Social Security, a political topic for decades, still nobody's done anything about it. That's the point of all that. Yeah. Now, in order for the NFL to dominate the world, it's going to have to go overseas big time. So the commissioner's talking about a Super Bowl game in London. He says there's a lot of interest and that he'll be looking into that.
This will not happen.
You don't think so?
Not in the next 15 years.
Well, he says Wembley Stadium would make a great Super Bowl venue. Wembley will host a regular season game October 28th. 95,000 tickets sold already.
Yeah,
for that
except
game.
None of those idiots know they're going to watch the Dolphins and the Giants. That's like an awful game.
Is that the game they're going to have over there?
Yeah, that's the game in London this year.
They don't care. They're excited about it.
But don't you think, I mean, as I think about it, we've gone to a lot of Super Bowls. We've been there. And, destination trip. It's the city. It's the trip. London might be kind of cool.
Mike, call me old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I bleed red, white, and blue. I can never see a day when the grandest of all grand events is not held on the good old soil of the USA.
There are dollar signs in the eyes of the NFL.
How would you feel if
if you had a choice between London and Jacksonville?
Okay, London.
Point taken. Biggest crowd the NFL ever drew was Azteca Stadium in Mexico City. Well over 100,000
people
showed
up. Yeah, let's
have a
Super Bowl in Mexico. That's a good idea.
Wherever you can sell the most tickets.
That's a good idea.
The NFL likes
Super Bowl in Mexico.
They like selling those tickets.
Is that where you draw the line?
I believe so, Mike.
I'd like to have it at like exotic destinations around the world.
Like?
Well, they have the Pro Bowl in Hawaii, but why not have a Super Bowl in Hawaii?
That'd be nice.
Well, that would be cool. But you know that seriously, there are a bunch of people, I guess myself included, mm-hmm. who would think seriously, don't take it out of the country.
Well, you know, the thing is about the Super Bowl, and we've been to a lot of them, the idea of having to have them in every city where the NFL is kind of frustrating. I think they ought to make it more of a destination. Like, for example, Las Vegas is a great place for a Super Bowl.
Well, that'll never happen.
Hasn't it got to the point that only wealthy people go anyway, so it doesn't matter where in the world you have it?
You're absolutely right.
I don't know. Mike, do we have our reservations yet?
Not yet for this year. Where is the venue? Isn't it South Florida this year?
Phoenix.
It's Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix. Next year it's in Landover.
It's a dry heat.
Landover.
The
Rowell job.
The NFL began its quest for world domination in recent years by televising its games throughout Europe, Asia, Mexico, and Canada.
Like, for instance, I mean, seriously, I cannot see on Super Bowl Sunday, they say live from London. I don't see it happening. I could see a World Series, if it was a real World Series, being played in Japan maybe at some point, because they don't even...
But the World Series, you can't do it with the World Series because it's directly...
What I'm saying is...
The home field is what it's all about.
What if it was, us against them, though?
You mean like a World Series with a baseball team over
the real world?
For instance, the Boston or Cleveland or whoever wins would take on whoever the number one.
Well,
team
yeah,
in
I
Japan
mean, then you're creating a new sports event.
Guys, I think it's wrong. Don't take it out of the country, guys.
But see, the thing about the Super Bowl is you have two teams where it doesn't. It's not like the team with the best record that goes to the Super Bowl gets home field advantage.
It's un-American.
They go to a destination.
No, do it with one of our secondary sports. Don't do it with football. Don't F with football.
What sport would you do it with?
Anything but.
Do it like a basketball.
Because basketball doesn't, you don't need the home court advantage for the championship, right?
And besides, basketball is incredibly popular.
Or do they do that? They do that. I mean, it goes to the venue.
They have European
leagues. See, all the
sports
like basketball, I'm just saying, the NFL is one of the few sports where the ultimate championship does not rely on home field advantage.
However, the NFL is the one sport that we have that is uniquely American. You don't see kids in other countries playing football. It's all right. You see kids in other countries playing
soccer,
baseball, cricket, hockey, mm-hmm. basketball. You don't see it with football.
So it's popular over in England, but they're not playing it over there.
As a matter of fact, do the British people think they've bought tickets for a soccer game? Because they call that football.
That's football. Question.
It's popular because it's there one time, mm-hmm. because it's a one-time deal. Mm-hmm.
I remember you talking to the London cabbies. Remember that when you were impressing them with your knowledge of NFL quarterbacks?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. speaking of Europe, I'm sorry to tell you bad news about British dentistry when we continue.
Oh, bollocks.
Yes, it does get worse.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Dan.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.